The mother twitched restlessly. She had fallen asleep. Suddenly she opened her eyes in a panic and took in the scene in front of her. Beside the cradle, roughly hewn out of a large chunk of wood, stood three women wearing long white flowing dresses. The fates. Oh gods. The triad was already here. How could she have fallen asleep? How could she have let herself before their arrival? The three strikingly similar women were poised one next to the other, staring down at the cradle from which the child, or was it just the mother's imagination, returned their gaze with wide-open eyes, completely calmly and quietly. Despite the similarity in the women, the mother had a sense that they were in fact different ages. She wanted to say something to them, to excuse herself, but the guests behaved as if she wasn't even there. And just then, the one who appeared the oldest spoke.
To lose everything and remain apart, darkness always round her, darkness in her heart.
The oldest woman uttered these words with a note of pure malice in her voice, continuing to gaze down directly at the child. The mother burst out in muffled sobbing with a cry, "No, no, no." In that terrible instant, she was certain that she, because of her negligence, was solely guilty for such a fate. Her child had not been safeguarded through a third night. After a significant lull, the oldest woman turned away from the child, and the middle one began to speak.
To wander the world, without peace or cheer, shadow ever pursuing, and escape nowhere.
The voice of the second woman was like the first, perhaps less malevolent but equally ruthless. The mother was now openly weeping, her heart pierced by these sudden arrows of despair. "No, no, no," she screamed, but the three women in white continued to disregard her. Just as she herself failed to notice neither the aged hand of the woman wiping her hot face with a wet cloth, nor the worried faces around her. The young mother's ravings were disturbing to the caring old woman and the man, who stood off to the side, unsure of what he should do. In the meantime, in the same place, which now seemed as if it belonged to another world, the second woman also turned away from the child in the cradle. Then the youngest and most beautiful of the three women spoke up. Her voice echoed with a certain care and gentleness that was lacking from the similar, yet distantly cold voices of the elder two. As opposed to them, this youngest woman addressed the child directly, and her words resounded like a lullaby, and truly the child fell asleep without a sound just as the woman voiced her final words.
Young girl, endure, evil takes its toll, through it all you will emerge with naught, yet pure in soul. And though shadow may threaten all that you hold dear, it cannot possess you, nor the beauty that you bear. At the end of your dark journey you still will feel the light, out of shadows, a whole empire, kingdom beyond sight.
Having uttered these final words, the third woman also turned away, and the three departed without a single step. The young mother was now raving incoherently, losing herself often again and again. And to the old caregiver woman it was becoming clear that perhaps by the will of those who decide our miserable fates which we struggle against, this tormented soul might not make it through the night.
No. Thank you. My thanks. Senka. Senka. Beauty. Evil. Evil threatens.
Then there followed a string of disconnected words which neither the old woman nor the worried husband could make sense of. Unfortunately, these words were also her last. As the final fragments foundered from her tongue, her spirit gave way, leaving the newborn child to the mercy of the cruel fate bestowed upon her, and the father to struggle on alone in the world. She had passed as it had been fated so, and from fate one cannot escape. With tears brimming in his eyes, which he managed to control only with great effort, the father broke the deathly silence that had seized this home. My love, go in peace. I shall care for our Senka more than for myself. The aged woman turned to him with surprise, but the godfather, he has yet to choose a name, and then she fell silent. The man's look said it all. The child will be called Senka. That was her mother's dying wish. Note: in traditional folklore, the female name Senka has the same meaning as the word shadow, and remains in usage, though infrequently, as a name today.